guys, Happy New Year and welcome to the first episode of 2025. I really want to say I missed you guys, but I know we don't interact physically and we don't talk. I'm always the one doing the talking, but I really missed you guys. I'm so happy to be back here. I looked at the analytics of the show and I was amazed with the number of downloads. Wow. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you all and I'm so happy that the podcast is impacting your lives in a positive way. Nothing makes me happy as much as knowing that I'm impacting people in a positive way. It's a brand new year and I know we've all set goals for the year and we want to achieve all the things we have on our vision boards. I just want you to keep in mind that if you want to see different results from the ones you saw last year, you have to do things differently. You have to get out of your comfort zone and really challenge yourself. Stop making excuses. You are in control of your life and the only way things are going to change is if you do things differently. People do the same thing year in and year out and complain that nothing is changing. But how are things going to change if you keep doing or behaving the same way? Nothing is going to change. Everything is going to stay the same. And you'll live the same year over and over again. Doing things differently doesn't have to be anything hectic. Sometimes it's just you being consistent and sticking to your plan. It's really that simple. Last week, I read an article on the most common New Year's resolutions. The top 5 common New Year resolutions are losing weight, saving money, career change, quitting a bad habit, and spending more time with loved ones. Another common New Year's resolution or goal that was not included in the article is finding love. The New Year's resolutions mentioned in the article are all possible because they are in your control. Finding love, on the other hand, can be a bit tricky because you are not in control of how people feel about you. I know a lot of people are starting their fitness journeys now in January, and the momentum is high and we're all motivated to work on our bodies. But the truth is that as the year goes by, most people lose momentum because they realize how hard it is working on their bodies, or they just don't have the right support, or they become scared of change and they go back to old habits, or the fitness journey just becomes expensive for them. The trick to maintaining momentum is to figure out what you enjoy doing at the gym or what you enjoy in terms of fitness. You don't have to start out on a high note. Ease your way into your fitness journey. If you are shy around the gym or you're not sure about what you have to do and you can't afford a personal trainer, start by joining a class at the gym. Joining a class will help you build confidence and build a community. From the class, you will potentially meet a gym partner or a group of people who know their way around the gym, people that you can train with. Not everyone is meant to lift weights 5 days a week. Maybe you might enjoy Pilates or boxing more than you enjoy lifting weights, or you might enjoy doing something else related to fitness. Do what you enjoy to avoid losing momentum as the year goes by. If you are not enjoying working out, you are going to neglect your fitness journey because you hate working out. And your workout schedule doesn't have to be rigid. You don't have to be huffing and puffing 5 days a week doing something that you don't enjoy. You can think of a lot of things to make your fitness journey enjoyable while working on your body goals. When you start your fitness journey, figure out what you enjoy and how you can get the best results from doing it. If you enjoy different things in fitness, you might have to include all of them in your fitness schedule for the week. This is what I do. I do both strength training and bar 180 in 1 week, and sometimes I swim. Bar 180 is basically Pilates, yoga, and ballet combined. This plan works out for me because I enjoy all 3 of these things that I do that are related to fitness. If you force yourself to do hectic things while starting your fitness journey, you are going to lose momentum as the year goes by and you're going to hate working out. So do things differently this time when you start your fitness journey. When you do things differently, you'll start to see different results. And most importantly, eat well and eat clean. Don't starve yourself. Eating is a big part of your fitness journey. If you're not eating clean, you're basically wasting your time working out because you're not going to see the results you want. And just like working out, eating clean doesn't have to be boring. Be creative with your meals. The fitness lifestyle doesn't have to be boring at all. The gym, just like any other place, is full of men who ruin experiences for women. I was sexually assaulted at the gym on Friday morning. I was working out with my team as per usual, and then some man hits my bum with his towel and smiles. I literally froze because I was shocked. I didn't understand what was going on and I didn't know how to react. One of my sisters in weights, I call the girls I gym with my sisters in weights, was like, "Are you okay? Are you going to report him? Or is it strike one?" I was so confused, I didn't understand what was going on. When I confronted him and told him not to do what he did again, he responded by saying he's sorry and that he was playing. The weird thing is that we don't even know each other's names. We just greet each other at the gym. Long story short, I decided to report him a few hours after the incident. What was weird was that after it happened, I felt a lot of shame. I was embarrassed. I was wondering, why is this happening to me? It was at that moment that I understood why a lot of victims keep quiet about abuse, especially sexual assault. I understood why they keep quiet and why they take time to talk about what happened. The shame really consumes you and you ask yourself a lot of questions. But after writing down my statement, I felt so much better. I was proud of myself for standing up for myself and not letting it slide. The sad thing is that this is what happens to most women at the gym. Men either stay until you feel uncomfortable or they make nasty sexual remarks about our bodies and the way we work out. Some even volunteer to help you if you're a beginner just so they can touch you inappropriately. And worst case scenario, you get assaulted like I was. It's the same thing with people who are running on the roads. There's always a man catcalling or there's always a man trying to disturb you and ruin the whole experience for you. So please stand up for yourselves at the gym or in any male dominated areas. You belong there. Don't allow nasty comments or anything to get in the way of your fitness journey. Now back to the list of common New Year's resolutions. If one of your goals or resolutions is to save money this year, it's probably not the first time this is your goal. I know sticking to a budget is really hard, but this year it's time to exercise your discipline muscle. I see a lot of people are working on a weekly budget instead of a monthly budget, and I think it makes sense because sometimes at the beginning of the month you buy a whole lot of things that you're not really going to use during the month and you've wasted money. Something that also works or makes sense is buying groceries weekly if you live alone. I honestly think we spend a lot of money on groceries. And we really have to be smart about buying groceries. I've noticed some people save money by buying fresh vegetables in bulk at the beginning of the month, and they use the blanching method. So basically, the blanching method is buying vegetables in bulk, and when you get home, you chop them, pre-boil. After pre-boiling, you put them in an ice bath, and then you put them in a Ziploc bag and freeze them. It sounds like a lot of work, but it's actually very smart. You can Google the method. It's called blanching. Another thing on the New Year's resolution list is quitting a bad habit. I really think quitting a bad habit is up there with saving. They both require a lot of discipline, but with bad habits, there's always a trigger or motivation behind the bad habit, behind why you carry on doing the bad habit or indulging in the bad habit. And the minute you understand or figure out why you engage in the bad habit, it becomes easier to quit the bad habit. If you drink because you're bored and have nothing to do, then you have to find something else to do because you're going to end up with a puza face. And drinking because you're bored is not a good enough reason to drink. So when it comes to bad habits, figure out what the trigger or motivation behind the bad habit is and work on that motivation or trigger. I was really surprised when I saw spending more time with loved ones made it to the top 5. I thought maybe traveling would make it to the top 5. Anyway, this year I'm also very intentional about my friendships. I'm going to make time to nurture my friendships and the relationships I have with some of my cousins. being intentional about making time for your family and loved ones and friends and all of that is really important. It's just as important as how you're intentional about your romantic relationship. At our big age, we can decide which relationships we want to be intentional about, especially when it comes to relatives. We're old and we can choose who we want to be around and spend time with. Being intentional is really important. I know people who say they are best friends, but they only see each other once a year, but they live in the same city. And I know friendships are different, right? Like, I really do know that. But then if you say someone is your best friend and you guys live in the same city, but you only see each other once a year, I don't know, man. I don't know. If you want to maintain a friendship and continue being friends with someone, you have to pull your weight. The friendship has to be reciprocal. If you haven't been good at maintaining friendships and you value the people that you call your friends, it's time to do things differently this year. Romantic relationships are not the only relationships that matter. Your friends and loved ones matter too. Genuine friends and loved ones are there for us all the time. Romantic relationships are sometimes seasonal. So nurture the other relationships in your life. They are equally as important as your romantic relationship. I was listening to some lady and she was talking about how women who centered men and romantic relationships don't have strong friendships, and women who dissented men and centered themselves have great friendships. They have a good sisterhood, a genuine sisterhood, not the one for Instagram. After listening to her, I looked at some older women who centered men and romantic relationships, and I also looked at those who centered themselves, and I noticed what she was talking about. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with being married and focusing on your romantic life. Just make sure you're intentional about nurturing the other relationships in your life. Speaking of romantic relationships, another popular New Year's resolution is finding love. As much as you want to be in a relationship and you want to be in love this year, you are not going to approach looking for love from a place of desperation. You're not going to find yourself in a situationship, and you're definitely not going to be a placeholder. Remember, you accept the low effort treatment people give you by allowing it. This year, you're not going to allow the low effort treatment people give you. And if you're wondering how you know if you're a placeholder or not, if you're constantly begging and asking someone to make time for you, then you're probably a placeholder. People make time for who they want to be with. Another sign that you're a placeholder is when they never include you in their future plans. You'll hear someone talk about the type of wife he's going to marry or what he's going to do with his wife and kids. And when you listen closely, you are the exact opposite of what he's describing. Another sign is that they make plans with you, but when something better comes up with their friends, they ditch you. So please, this year, you're going to recognize the signs for what they are. You're not going to write down a pros and cons list trying to figure out whether he loves you or whether you should stay or leave. The minute you feel the need to make this list, please just know that the writing is already on the wall. And you are just making this list to convince yourself that things aren't that bad. Another thing you're not doing this year is take back your ex who hasn't shown and proven to you that they've changed. The more you take someone back, the more they lose respect for you. The next time you go back or take this person back, you might come back with an STI, HIV, or a baby. I know moving on is hard, but you have to try. You really have to try. And like I said, this year you're going to see the signs for what they are. You're going to be able to recognize love bombing. No one is going to be in love with you after the first date. This person doesn't know you that well to say that they are in love with you. Please be smart this year. Don't be naive. This year, you really have to do things differently if you want to be in a loving and fulfilling relationship. Stick to your standards and boundaries and go for someone who meets your standards and respects your boundaries. And it's okay to be alone. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being alone. Don't settle for any relationship just because you want to be in a relationship. When most people say you should do things differently, they are mostly talking about changing your type and dating someone you normally wouldn't date. I know this is good advice for some people because they start to see a difference when they change their type. But for me, this was probably the worst dating advice I ever received. Every time I went for someone who wasn't my type, I was unsatisfied, and I always secretly wished to be with someone who was my type. But I sticked around because I was trying something different, right? And when I talk about my type, I'm not talking about looks. Looks aren't that important to me. As long as the person is kissable and their belly is not too big, we are good to go. I actually prefer medium ugly men. So I'm talking about other things outside looks when I talk about a type. I know a lot of people prioritize looks, but from what I've noticed, chasing looks as a woman doesn't really get you anywhere. Yes, attraction is important. You have to be with someone you're attracted to. But looks can't be the main determining factor when you decide whether someone is your type. And not everyone has to change their type in order to be in a fulfilling, loving relationship. Sometimes you just have to stand firm on your boundaries and standards and you'll get what you want. But if you're attracted to gangsters or people who don't add value to your life, then you definitely have to change your type because you are carrying dead weight. And when I talk about a gangster, I'm not talking about like a mafia or one of those guys that are feared and everything. No. I'm talking about like gangsters, like those guys who carry knives and stuff. Yeah, but dating a mafia can be interesting, hey? But okay, we're not going to do that. We're not doing that. So the message today is, in order to get different results, you have to do things differently. And doing things differently doesn't have to be anything hectic. Sometimes it's just you being consistent and sticking to your plan. So stick to your plan this year, trust your plan and stick to it. I pray you have the courage to turn your dreams into reality this year. Remember, you're not going to reach your body goals if you drink like it's December every weekend. You're not going to save money if you don't follow your plan. You're not going to quit bad habits if you don't work on your discipline. And you're not going to have fulfilling friendships if you're not intentional. Most importantly, stick to your boundaries and standards. They are there to protect you from low-quality dating experiences. Happy New Year! I love you all and thank you so much for listening. I honestly hope and pray that you guys have a wonderful year and good luck with everything that you're pursuing this year. Don't forget to share and follow the podcast wherever you're listening to it. Bye for now!